Budget Blinds motorized window coverings.
You can't beat the quality or price.
Now we just touch a button on the remote or wall switch.
And shades go up, like this.
With no cords, they're kid-friendly and pet-safe.
Touch the button, shades down.
And right now you can get a rebate up to $500 on Signature Series motorized window coverings powered by Somfy from Budget Blinds.
Shades up.
And these are the most stylish, child-safe motorized window coverings available anywhere.
Shades down.
Plus, Budget Blinds does everything, all the measuring and installation. And you get a free in-home design consultation.
Shades up.
I get the idea, honey.
I know, but it's fun.
Hurry. Your chance to save on kid-friendly motorized window coverings from Budget Blinds is ending soon. Call your locally owned Budget Blinds now at 1-800-640-8191. That's 1-800-640-8191. 1-800-640-8191.
Hunters, visit G&W Meat for your deer processing. That's G&W Meat and Bavarian Style Sausage Company. G&W processes each deer separately, so the venison you get back is from your deer.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Half price wing Tuesdays are now at B-Dubs. Any size order of traditional wings cost half as much, making Tuesdays twice as good. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports. Valid at participating locations for a limited time.
Bad boys, what you want, what you want, what you gonna do? When you shut the trunk, don't come for you. Tell me, what you wanna do?
Still one of my favorite shows. I just wish they would air on the cable channels where we could hear all the cursing. Because I think it takes a lot out of it when you can't hear how disrespectful people are to the police and they curse them. They need to leave that in there. The reason we're playing that music is we have a guest. He is the former chief of the St. Louis County Police. Did I get that right?
That's right.
Is now the executive director of Backstoppers, a tremendous organization. If you don't know what they do, ask any widow or widower of an officer who was killed in the line of duty, or firefighter, or is it also EMTs?
EMS, yeah.
EMS.
Right.
And they'll tell you what they do. They pay off mortgages, they pay off car payments, they pay tuitions. They take care of their own. So please welcome. People still call you chief, don't they?
Yeah, among other things, yeah. Chief's good.
Chief Ron Battelle.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
So we had a golf tournament Friday, and I know you showed up. I wish you could have stayed for the whole thing.
I do, too.
But it was as perfect as any golf tournament could be. Could have used a subtraction in temperature of about 8 degrees. That would have been nice.
Right.
But still,
right.
It was great. And well, I'll just make this short and sweet. This envelope is for you, and in that envelope, it's thick because there's more than one check. There are multiple checks, but there's $20,000
wow.
in there.
Wow.
Not all all totals up to 20 grand. And I know it's not guns and hoses money, all right?
Hey, this is great. This is phenomenal, and I can guarantee you it'd be money well spent for these families because they sorely need our help.
And the sad thing is $20,000 is a tiny piece of what it takes to take care of families.
It does take a lot, but your $20,000 plus other $20,000 or $2 or $10 or what? We had kids in yesterday, did an ice cream stand and raised $401, and they brought that into us. But
when you add it
we
all
put
together,
it together, and it does amazing things for these families.
So people who don't know how to get involved with Backstoppers, a couple of things they could do. You can at any time you can write a check to Backstoppers.
Right.
If you go on the site, can you make a contribution with a credit card?
Absolutely. You can go to backstoppers.org. You can make a contribution. You can do a memorial. You can join as a member. We are membership based.
I'm a member. It's like 150 a year. So
150 minimum. There's different levels, and we're in the middle of a membership drive right now till October 15th. And if you join before then, you'll get 3 extra months on your membership, plus some little trinkets we give out with the as an incentive. And
is there a level where if I gave that amount, I could get a badge and a police car, like lights and stuff? You know, you should make that level. You should create a level where if you give that much, you get the right to run blue and red strobe lights on your car.
I can't imagine there being any issues that would come up with that. No,
and you
not
have
at
to,
all.
You have to take a class.
Yes.
And you have to sign a sworn affidavit saying I'm not going to frisk women or pull people over. It's just kind of cool to have that.
Especially
me.
Especially giving you those rights.
Yeah, you'd have to make me sign in triplicate because I would be so tempted.
How about we give you a ride in the back seat?
No, that's probably... That's probably coming one day, anyway. But do you miss it? Do you miss being the chief of the county?
You know, I'm so involved with backstoppers. You know, I see these police officers and people I work with over the years. So, no, I don't really miss it anymore. I spent nearly 40 years with the police department, and I done my time, and I don't feel like I ever retired. I just got transferred to a new assignment that I love, and it's... very fulfilling and being able to do what we do for
now,
these families.
Tell me the truth. Do you ever get stopped? Do you ever get pulled over?
Oh, of course I have.
And when's the last time you got pulled over?
Yesterday.
No, Dad.
probably 6 months ago.
What, speeding?
No, it was just a compliance violation. That,
what does that mean? What compliance?
Like expired plate or a taillight valve.
Oh, come on. Retired chief, expired plate? So
actually, it was a loaner car.
Yeah, sure it was. So, all right, now forget that one. That was a loaner car. Let's take your own car. Have you just been pulled over for speeding in the last few years?
No.
You don't speed. You don't seem like a guy.
I haven't
speed.
Got caught, you know.
He didn't say he's not speeding. He hasn't been
failing to turn, signal, failure to stop sign, something. Come on, give me something.
It's been a long time.
Oh, that's not the story I wanted. I wanted to know that, you know, they pulled you over and it was some young, new rookie cop, didn't recognize the name, and... I don't think you're the kind of guy that would go, don't you know who I am? I don't think
you I wouldn't do that.
You wouldn't do that.
They usually recognize the name.
Well, I'd share my experiences of being stopped, but we only have like an hour and a half.
Yeah.
I've been stopped. I know this is a kind of a sick thing, but I've always liked police officers and never wanted to be one. Never as a kid, I'd like to be an officer. Even when I got older, I never thought, because I know what it really means and what it all entails.
Absolutely.
And I don't want to go through all of that. I made it very clear.
You just like the lights.
I like the lights.
And you've gotten in trouble before for...
I'm a light freak. I like things that light up and flicker.
Flash.
Yeah. And I own some police lights. I shouldn't, but I do. The dashboard LED lights.
Yeah.
And I got that. Almost got in. I almost went to jail one time because of it.
There was one
probably
time...
Could tell you where you got it from, too. But I'm not going to.
Where'd I get it? No, where'd I get it? Go ahead.
Another police officer, probably.
No. A friend, a guy, I call him the Rat. His name is Ron Rodenmeyer.
I remember Ron.
Remember Ronnie the Rat?
Yeah.
He was a rep.
Yeah.
And for Code 3. And so he had all the Aspatons. That's not a dirty word. It's ASP, by the way. Aspaton.
ASP.
Yeah. Aspatons, holsters. He was a Glock rep at one time.
Right.
And is still a good friend to this day. And he had a, when they first came out, the latest, greatest LED bar for the dash.
Mm-hmm.
And it was blue, red, brilliant, bright.
And mistakenly gave it to you.
I saw it. And he knows my...
So
he
you
knows,
had to try it out.
Well, I just...
One day here in the parking garage, I'm pulling in, and all of a sudden I see these lights light up behind me.
Yeah, oh, I had a blast. I had a blast with them. I said, Rat, I gotta have one of those. He says, why? I said, I just like lights. I gotta have them. He goes, now listen, you know, you can't just run down the street turning these lights. I said, I know. So I talked him out of it, and I'll just tell the story again. I had a black Suburban, which is the Secret Service FBI.
Right.
That's the vehicle. I'm going to Lake of the Ozarks. It's a Friday night. And we're getting ready to go across the Bagnell Dam Strip. You cross the dam, and you go through that strip area with the ski ball and bumper cars. And on Friday nights, always a bunch of lunatic kids there, little SH disturbers. And they were completely blocking the street, holding hands, like not going to let traffic through. And my wife was with me, and I had my police lights on the dash. And I said, oh, I'll break this up. I said, you watch them scatter. And my wife said, I'll never forget it, she said, do not turn those lights on. And I said, no, watch this. So I hit them, and sure enough, they scattered. Within 3 seconds, I hear, whoop, whoop, and I look in the mirror.
I figured that.
I look in the mirror, and here is the Lake Ozark. And a guy pulls me over, walks up to the car, and says, are you a police officer? And I said, no, sir. I said, sir. And he said, what, Secret Service? I said, no. He said, FBI? I said, no. He says, you're not any kind of law enforcement. I said, no. That's when his demeanor changed. He went from kind of being polite to this. What in the hell do you think you're doing? He said, what do you think you're doing? And I said, well, I'm scattering a bunch of punks off the street. He goes, no. I don't care about that. I mean, what are you doing with these lights? So my wife's sitting over there. I know what she's thinking. Take him to jail.
I told you so.
Yeah, I told you so. Take him to jail.
Keep him there for a while. Huh?
So this guy he's got steam coming out of his ears. He says, you know, that's impersonating. And he starts reading me this whole riot. I said, yes, sir, I know all of that. He goes, well, if you know it, why would you do something this stupid? And I said, look, I said, I'm sorry, and I know I shouldn't have done it. I won't ever do it again. I don't know what else to tell you. And he said, well, let me tell you what I'm going to say to you. I can confiscate those lights. He says, I can take them. Now, is that true, Chief? Could he take them?
Yeah, along with you.
Yeah. Well, yeah. He said, you know, we're a poor department. We can't afford those lights. Yet you have them, and you're not a cop. I could take them. And I said, well, I'm going to take your word for that. If you can take them, then take the light bar. And then he just stood there, and he said, I got a better idea. Because I had told him that I had a friend who was a rep. I told him the whole story. He said, I got a better idea. And he hands me his card. He's the assistant chief. Lake Ozark. He says, here's my card. You tell your friend we want those bars and we want them at cost. Right?
And what
he
a
said,
deal.
And he said, and if we don't get them, I know your plate number. I know who you are. Next time, this is not going to go well. And I, as soon as we pulled away, I'm on the cell phone calling the rat, going, "Hey, here's the guy's name. Get this guy police lights, please.
You gotta help me."
And my wife says to me, so he says, "I'll contact him. I'll make him a good deal." And my wife looks at me because I don't believe this. She said, "You should have gone to jail, and you end up making a sale." This is unbelievable.
It's not fair.
It's not right. And that was the last time. I'm not kidding. I've not had him in the dash of my car since then. Now, my other
oh boy.
Experience was they did a remake of the Chips police show. You know,
right.
Eric Estrada.
Right.
They used BMW motorcycles, California Highway Patrol. And to shoot the special, they used four bikes. One, BMW donated to the Highway Patrol. One, they wrecked. And then there were the other two. Dealer in St. Louis went and bought the other two. He calls me. He says, hey, guess what I got here? Wrong guy to call. I have the California Highway Patrol lights, sirens, the whole thing. You want to come down and see them? So I went down to see him. He says, you want to ride one? So I rode one. And I said, what are you going to do with them? He said, well, we'll sell them. And I said, wow.
How much?
Well, he said, exactly. So,
he was a good salesman, too.
$15,000. I can tell you how much. $15,000. And I said, I don't know. He said, why don't you just take it home and play with it a little bit and see how you like it. For 3 months,
oh boy.
I had a California Highway Patrol motorcycle. I had more fun. I can't believe I can go to jail for this. I had more fun pulling my own kids over when they weren't expecting it. I brought it to work one day, and like Peon said, in the garage, I'm pulling up behind people, lights and sirens. I feel, well, I'm in the garage. I leave here one day, go 270 south. Now, you have to understand, folks, the bike is black and white. It looks like a highway patrol bike. You don't have to have the lights on. You can see that they're... So I'm going, I had a white helmet with a visor, which was my helmet anyway.
All right.
I'm going down 270 toward 40. This woman blows by me at like, I don't know, like 100 miles an hour. And as soon as she goes by the bike, you can tell she recognizes it. So she hits the brakes,
right,
and she's in front of me now, and I motion to pull over. Pull over. Yeah.
That's off. A couple laws broken right there.
No,
right,
Chief? No, it's no law against having somebody pull over. Just two people. So she gets off where there's a shoulder, and I just roll the bike up next to her driver's window, and I said, you need to slow down. And she said, officer, I am so sorry. And I said, I'm going to let this go. You saw it. I never turned a light on. I never did. And she drove away real slowly, and I drove away thinking, I got to get rid of this bike. This is too dangerous, and this is too tempting. So I turned
They'll
it back.
They'll be towing that down the street you taking that ride in the back seat of the police car.
I turned it back. I told the guy, I said, I can't. This is too I'm not the right. This is too dangerous for me. But I appreciate what they do. I would never want to go through. I don't think people understand what police officers, and you know, you're the guy as a rookie who has to go bag up a body that's been in an apartment in the summer for 3 months, right, and it's bloated and it's got maggots in it. You got to direct traffic for the church to come out. You got to do a lot of other stuff that when you think of becoming a police officer, you don't think about doing, and you got to do it. You got to pay your dues.
It's unbelievable experience, that's for sure. And you grow while you're doing it in the job, it's still tough.
There's a great YouTube video. I was going to have Peon play it, but we ran out of time yesterday. Somebody sent it to me 2 days ago. There's a video on YouTube of a police officer, this is fairly recently, talking a guy off a bridge who's going to kill himself. And this officer had a body cam, and you can see the man is just despondent. It's just one of the saddest things I've ever seen. This guy's sobbing. And the officer says, what's going on, bud? Just very calmly. And he lets him know, I'm going to end it all, everything in my life is... And the officer, in a matter of just seconds, happens to say something about football. And the guy on the bridge says something like, I hate the Dallas Cowboys. And the officer says, I do too. I hate them too. And they start talking football. And the next thing you know, within a couple of minutes, he's... reaching out, and the cop takes his arm, takes him off the rail. Another police officer comes over, and the man is sobbing. It's the saddest thing. And he said, bud, you're not under arrest. You're not in trouble. We're just going to get you some help.
Right.
That is what happens hundreds of times a day.
It does, you know, and that person was actually just there calling for help, you know, and threatening to jump off that bridge, but his main intention was to get help for himself, and he chose to do it that way. And the officer, you know, they perform with honor and courage all the time, and that's just one small example of how they do it.
And that's a cop who goes home that night feeling great. He saved somebody's life.
Yeah.
Yet he doesn't go around the next day going, hey, guess what I did yesterday? I kept a guy from jumping off a bridge. He just goes on and does his job again.
Yeah.
So the officers need to know, well, they got our support. This thing went so well. Most everyone there came up and said, if you do this again, we're here. So I'd like to see, that's 20 grand.
20,
I'd like to
yeah.
see 25 next year.
Boy, that'd be great.
It would be great.
So I can say, on behalf of the backstoppers and the families, we want to extend our deepest appreciation for this. These things take a lot of work to put these golf tournaments together, and the response from the community to your efforts, you know, it just
I wish it could be bigger. And folks, listen to me. Backstoppers.org. Is that the...
Backstopper.org.
Backstopper.
Stoppers.
Oh, stoppers. See, I said stoppers, and then you said stopper. It's S, stoppers.
It was a silent S.
Was it? So, backstoppers.org. You go there, take a look at the site. $10, $20, a membership, minimum $150 a year, whatever you want to do. We all have to show somehow... that we're not buying into this. All cops are bad. They're murderers. They're just wanting to shoot and kill somebody. And that's what you take away from TV if you watch.
Right.
We got to counter that some way.
Yeah.
Because we're not going to get on the news by saying, hey, police officers are great people. That's not a news story to them.
Yeah.
So the way we do it is like this. You go to backstoppers.org and do what you can.
Is Backstoppers.
Pardon me?
I was going to say, is Backstoppers just in St. Louis area, or is it the entire state of Missouri?
We cover 18 counties, 13 in Missouri, 5 in Illinois, the city of St. Louis, and the only agency that uses that name. There's similar organizations in other cities, but none of them do what we do.
It's pretty much St. Louis. Yeah, it's not Kansas City.
It's all local and county
surrounding St. Louis County.
Right.
Well, thank you for what you do and what you did, and hopefully if we do this next year, there'll be more money than that. Okay.
Thank you, and thanks KTRS and everybody who put this
on. The station did a fantastic job.
It's much appreciated.
Yeah, and I didn't do anything but play really badly and ate some mostaccioli and some pizza, and the rest of the station did. So thank you. Ron Battelle.
You're welcome. Thank you.
All right. And do a little business?
Oh, we can go to traffic.
Let's go to traffic. Mm-hmm. And then I'll do some business. And then we'll get caught up. How's that?
All right.
All right. Is Tim up or down?
Yeah, Tim.
Either up or down, here's Tim Weiland.
All right, they cleared the accident that was on northbound 170 north of Olive. Now, you still have heavy traffic from 40 up through Highway 70, but nothing stop and go now until you hit Highway 70. Then it's slow up through Airport Road. We also have southbound 270 now, Page down through Doherty Ferry, that's stop and go. You have eastbound 40 that was heavy now from Compton to the Poplar Street Bridge, westbound Boyle out through McCausland, and westbound 70, you're slow at Jennings Station Road, and you're a little heavy again from the Earth City Expressway out through 5th Street. And this traffic report brought to you by Account Temps. Reality check your salary expectations. Visit accounttemps.com/salarycenter to see accounting and finance salary data for 2017. Account Temps, a Robert Half Company. I'm Tim Weiland with your Vincent Mortgage Airborne Traffic.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage, 314-839-9999, NMLS number 2250-95.
Hello, everybody. It's Jim Hewitt. Don't forget to tune in Sunday mornings at 11 a.m. for Sports Sunday. My partner, Brendan Weesey, has it all covered for you. He'll talk Mizzou football with Howard Richards. He'll discuss the NFL with Jim Thomas. He'll even give you some fantasy football tips. It's all on Sunday morning at 11 a.m. Sports Sunday with Brendan Weesey.
No company sells and installs more windows than Window World. Hi, everybody. McGraw-Milhaven here for the number one replacement window company here in St. Louis. I've been a spokesman of theirs for at least 12 years, and they have grown exponentially because they have a very simple formula. Great customer service and great windows. In fact, the windows come with the good housekeeping seal of approval. Window World Windows comes with a lifetime warranty that covers all the parts, glass breakage, as well as labor. For the last 6 years in a row, they've sold over 1 million windows nationwide. Why is that? Because they stand behind their product. Window World. If you're looking for windows, there really is no other company. I would put my reputation behind it. Window World Windows, 314-993-1800. That's 314-993-1800 or windowworld.com. For the best windows at the best price, best customer service, windowworld.com.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100+ job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100+ job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Charity is a great thing when it's done right and when the money goes where it's supposed to go. Another good example of that is Window World. Window World, over the last few years, and this is a round number, somewhere in the neighborhood of $500,000 to St. Jude Children's Hospital. Another thing that I'm always glad to see when people help families that are, for whatever reason, and I don't know how the world works, or how God works, and I don't know why some people are dealt the cards they're dealt, but families that have children who are very, very sick. And one of the things that impressed me about Window World was the effort. If you saw how their trivia thing is put together every year, you can't believe the man hours they put into that just to raise money for St. Jude Children's Hospital. They don't have to do that. They don't have to do that. They're in the window business. They could leave it at that and be successful at that, and they are. They're so successful that their window, Window World Windows, are the number one selling replacement window in the United States. And the original $189 window, the one that other window companies like to make fun of and poke fun at in their commercials, saying, yeah, how good could a window be for $189? You need to buy our window. Well, I'll tell you how good it could be. It's got a lifetime warranty, and it is the biggest selling replacement window in the country. That's how good it can be, and no wonder other window companies are jealous. Window World, if you want to know more, go to windowworldstlouis.com. Where are we?
Back to commercials.
And now we're going back to commercials.
Hi, this is John Chay, Mr. Fix-It. We all have junk around our homes, old TVs, maybe an old refrigerator, the entertainment center, things your kids brought home from college, heck, things you brought home from college. You know the stuff you don't use, and it's just taking up valuable space. You'd like to get rid of it, but you don't know who to call to help you with all of this. Well, I need you to call Pitch It and Forget It, 314-932-1100. Pitch It will provide residential and commercial junk removal service with variable affordable rates. The friendly staff at Pitch It will visit your location on your schedule and provide you with a quote on the spot at no cost. They'll remove items from your basement, your attic, your office, your warehouse. They'll even clean up after themselves. You don't have to lift a finger. Isn't that nice? And their prices are lower than the national change. Pitch It is an eco-friendly, recycling most items, and they are fully insured. So call the folks at Pitch It at 932-1100. That's Pitch It at 932-1100 or pitchitandforgetit.com. That's pitchitandforgetit.com. Don't forget, senior discounts apply.
Since 1974, homeowners in the greater St. Louis area have trusted PermaJack more than any other contractor when their house is settling or if they have bowing and buckling walls. But who do you call when you notice water in the basement? Well, it's also PermaJack. The representatives at PermaJack are extremely knowledgeable in all aspects of foundation repair, including leaky basements. PermaJack provides permanent solutions to all your nagging water problems, whether it's a simple crack repair or a comprehensive drain system. They will make sure your basement remains dry, and they'll back it up with a written guarantee. So for home settling problems, bowing and buckling walls, or if you have a leaky basement, call the company St. Louis has trusted for over 30 years, PermaJack. Call PermaJack today at 636-225-2553. That's 636-225-2553. Family owned and operated since 1974. When your building needs a helping hand, solid as a rock, PermaJack, 636-225-2553.
This is Larry Connor. I want to remind you, this is a good time to call John Beal and have our professionals take a look at your roof. Get any issues fixed before we get heavy thunderstorms. And John Beal has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And with John Beal, you get our low price guarantee. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Get booked on the schedule before the bad weather. Call the roofing company I'm proud to endorse. Call my friend John Beal. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
As football fans, Raising Cane's believes in rushing quarterbacks, but not our hot, fresh 24-hour marinated chicken. We believe in running out the clock, but never out of our refreshing sweet tea and lemonade. And we believe in supporting our teams with the same passion we have for serving our customers. Because when it comes to football season, we go all out. Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers. One love.
Price Wing Tuesdays are now at B-Dubs. Any size order of traditional wings cost half as much, making Tuesdays twice as good. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports. Valid at participating locations for a limited time.
Weekday mornings at 6:35, Scott Crothers from Stifel Nicolaus with insights on the markets and investing. And for your own personal financial review, call him at 314-292-6201 and listen weekday mornings at 6:35 here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hey, it's Randy Naughton for the Diamond Family. Have you heard they're moving to their new superstore? This is the moving sale you don't want to miss. Save up to 60% store-wide on thousands of fine jewelry pieces. All of it must go. They are selling this location to the bare walls, and that means incredible savings for you, 40 to 70%. And make sure you join us on Wednesday from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. as KTRS will be broadcasting live. It is the Diamond Family Moving Sale. See you there.
Colin Jeffrey is in the green room getting made up, and he'll be ready in about a minute while we wait for him to come talk about entertainment. Let me just address everybody who has teeth, I guess. If you have teeth, you need a dentist. If you don't go to a dentist, you're not going to have any teeth. I'll tell you that. You could lose them. Ballast Dental Care. I've said that name on this show for, and I'm guessing at this, 16 years? 17 years, 18 years. I've gone there 43 years. It is that dental clinic that a lot of you have gone your whole lives gone, if only there were a dentist I could go to where I wouldn't have to always be afraid. Well, I'm giving it to you. Ballast Dental Care. Whatever it is that has kept you from going to the dentist, wipe it out of your head, because it's going to disappear in about 5 minutes at Ballast Dental Care. 5-10 minutes there, you're going to feel like you're one of the family and you've been a patient there for a long, long time. They have an interesting, inexplicable way. I don't know how they do it, but they do. They make you comfortable, and they know what they're doing. And the longer you put this off, the worse it's going to get. Your gums and teeth aren't going to get better by themselves. They're going to get worse, and it's all going to get more expensive. So don't worry about the cost. You don't have insurance. They'll figure out something. It's just get in there. Just get in there. And if you have a dentist and you go regularly, maybe you're not crazy about your dentist. Maybe your dentist has bad breath. Maybe your dentist doesn't have a great personality. Maybe he or she is just old. Maybe they're just retired. Maybe they moved away. Whatever. I have your new dental home. It's Ballast Dental Care. The corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads, ballastdentalcare.com.
The clown.
Or the clown.
With his pants falling down.
Oh, Jerry.
That's the dream of romance.
Callie.
Or the sea.
Colin Jeffries here. Yes, he is, Dino. Colin Jeffries here to talk about TV, movies, whatever. And he is brought to you by Window World. I just mentioned them. The original $189 window and the number one selling replacement window in the United States. Would you please welcome Colin, don't you call me Colin, Jeffrey.
Oh, thank you, Frank. Thank you. How are you today?
I'm good. I'd like to start off by saying, because I know you talked about this, the Ron Howard sort of documentary, I guess, on the Beatles, 8 days a week. I did see it. I subscribed to Hulu and I watched it. And unlike the people who said, oh, yeah, this is completely different, I didn't find it to be that much different from other Beatles things I had seen. I saw footage I'd never seen before, but overall, it was just more about how famous the Beatles were.
Yeah, and that might be why I haven't watched it. I don't know what I don't know about the Beatles.
I don't think you're going to find that much that you didn't sort of already know.
I'll still watch it, though. We'll talk about it next week.
All right.
A few DVDs out this week, only one or two that are really worth checking out. Central Intelligence with The Rock and Kevin Hart. This was surprisingly funny. You should rent this. It's a good comedy, I think. And relatively okay-ish for the family. Not your 12-year-old, probably, but go for it above that. And The Shallows with Blake Lively trying to survive a shark. No, it was good.
Doesn't?
It was good.
What, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was good, intense, and yeah, it was just good. It was a good shark movie. TV this week. The fall premieres have resumed. They are back. And a quick note about that. The big heavy hitters are not doing this well. Big Bang Theory was down 17% in the demo, those 25 to 54 year olds.
So is the writing getting weak? Is it getting old?
People are getting tired of it. Yeah. 10 seasons of it started out and it was like, oh, look at these nerds and this hot girl who lives next door. Well, now, like, all of them are married. They all have women in their lives, so that dynamic is sort of gone.
Do you know how long Three's Company was on the air? Because that's another show I never watched, but I think a lot of people watched it because a lot of legs.
Oh, I would say 7 or 8 years, maybe.
I don't think
they had different forms of the show.
8 seasons.
Yeah, because Don Knotts was on it at one point.
Yeah, speaking of Don Knotts, give me your Barney Fife. Oh, that's right. You can't do it anymore.
I know. I lost it.
No,
it doesn't surprise me because Big Bang Theory looked to me, and I've never seen it, like something that would burn out fairly fast. But not fairly fast, 10 seasons.
10 seasons, yeah. The presidential debate was last night. Nielsen just came out with their numbers from the 11 networks showed it.
I'm going to guess it was not the 100 million.
The 100 million.
Aha, I knew it.
It was 81 million right now, and that number is going to go up as they make up the numbers, because, again, it's Nielsen, so whatever they say is right. So it's a lot of people watched it. I don't know how many watched all 90 minutes.
I don't think anything about it. I watched it. Will sway anybody to go to the other side. I just don't. Nothing. There was no moment like that.
That's fair.
And I don't think the first one's the most important. I think the one closest to the election is the most important. That's your last impression.
They always talk about the number of people who make up their minds in the last 48 hours before the election. I want to talk to one of these people. After a year and a half, how do you wake up on November 7th? You're like,
weren't really committed to begin with.
Yeah.
This one seems like it's been going on for longer than a year and a half.
It's been forever.
Yeah.
Netflix has a big week this week. On Friday, they have two large shows/movies. Amanda Knox, the documentary on Amanda Knox and her whole...
Her whole. I'm not going to watch story.
That. Wow.
What kind of show do you think this is? Edit that out.
I'll take
Amanda
that.
Knox and her whole.
Wow. Her edit that out. Entire story after the
documentary.
2007 murder.
Good grief.
Which I think is going to be... that poor woman.
Can I tell you that I have to be one of five people that did not follow...
You don't know the story?
I didn't follow that story.
Well, here's your chance.
She was kind of hot, right?
Sure.
Wasn't it her roommate or something? Is that the story?
Yes. Over in Italy.
I just didn't follow it.
Death of her roommate, Meredith Kirchner, something like that.
I didn't follow the story.
Yeah, was murdered. And they arrested her, convicted her, and she's back in America now. Has been for a couple years after.
So they convicted her, but apparently they overturned it or something. She wouldn't be here.
Yeah, didn't they have a new trial or something?
It went to the Supreme Court, I believe. And it was.
I don't know anything about it. I do see a lot of things that imply that she did it. And all the other
I followed it pretty closely, and I could never really wrap my head around it either way. For some reason, I even slanted towards she didn't do it. But
here you go. Friday on Netflix, there's a documentary. So you can get acquainted in 2 hours and see the whole thing. It's worth checking out, I think. And Luke Cage, which is the latest superhero story on Netflix. It's worth watching. Luke Cage has impenetrable skin. He's super strong, and his skin can't shoot him or anything. Can't stab him.
So he's kind of like Superman.
Sort of.
That would be a great thing to have.
Bulletproof skin, yeah.
Yeah.
It's worth checking out. Enjoyable. And then the last show you should watch this week, if you have HBO on Sunday.
What if somebody shot him in the eye? Would that kill him?
Can't kill him.
Okay.
No. Westworld is on HBO this Sunday night at 8 o'clock. This is based off a Michael Crichton-directed movie from 1973.
I saw it. Yul Brynner.
What'd you think of the movie?
I kind of like it. I like the idea.
Yes, how if you're super rich, they've created this world where you can do, in the Wild West, medieval times, you can go and live out your fantasies. But all the people you interact with...
the robots.
Are they robots or are they real people made to act like robots? That's the question sort of central to this. Anthony Hopkins is in this. It's an enormous cast. I think it's worth checking out Sunday. We mentioned 81 million people watched the debate, so I thought it'd be worthwhile to go back and talk about the most watched shows ever on American television.
Okay.
There's a few I didn't realize would be on here. Home Improvement is the 10th most watched episode ever.
Really?
10th most watched series
finale
ever.
No, series finale ever.
Oh, really?
35 million people watched that show. I would not have guessed that.
I got to tell you something. Tim Allen, I liked that show, and I liked him.
Do you watch Last Man Standing, his new show?
No, I don't.
I think you would like it. Yeah, I think you would like it. It's worth checking.
That's my Tim Allen impression. Yeah, thank you.
Family Ties is on there.
I just did that.
All in the Family. The Cosby Show. In 1992, 44 million people watched the series finale.
Of course they did. They wanted to see if he'd rape somebody.
No, I don't think he did.
Oh, that was before.
That.
Yeah. Okay.
The big reveal in that episode, if you don't remember, He got the doorbell to work. He'd been trying to fix it all season.
I did not watch The Cosby Show.
I watched it sporadically.
I know that Felicia Rashad.
Felicia.
What?
Yeah.
Felicia.
Was his wife. And
I like Lisa. That's all. Was it Lisa Bonet?
Bonet, yeah.
I thought she was cute.
Magnum P.I. Why did you laugh at somebody because they made a mistake? I mispronounced her name and you laughed at me.
I'm sorry. I apologize. Magnum P.I., 50 million people watched that show. And that show was awful, I feel.
Oh, yeah.
That show actually
was awful.
It was awful, like Miami Vice was awful, too.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Friends, Seinfeld, 76 million people watched Seinfeld.
That doesn't surprise me.
No,
and that show was huge.
Oh, it it almost didn't make it out of its first season. Right.
And if I remember, the finale was terrible.
I liked it.
They were in jail, weren't they?
Yes, it was the Good Samaritan trial, and they brought back everyone because they watched a fat guy get robbed after their private jet had mechanical issues.
Yeah, they kind of laughed at the guy getting robbed and everything.
They didn't help him.
I liked it that they brought everybody back.
And they ended the series on the first conversation they ever had about where the second butt on a button-up shirt is. If it's too low, you look ridiculous leaving it unbuttoned, but if you button it, it's too high. That was the last conversation. The Fugitive in the 60s, 78.
Oh, no. Don't tell me. A Quinn Martin production starring David Jansen.
Yeah.
My dad was planted in the chair for The Fugitive every week. He would not miss it.
And that's what they would say. The announcer would say that.
Richard Kimball.
Played exactly.
By David Jansen.
Yeah. A Quinn Martin production.
Yeah. Cheers had 80 million people and MASH, 105 million people.
Was it the theme? Da, 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 da,
yeah.
Da, da, boom, boom.
Yeah.
Fugitive. That was a great show. Looking for the one-armed man.
Yeah. The movie was great.
It was. Harrison Ford.
I thoroughly enjoyed that. You know,
the best finale I've ever seen is the Newhart show, though.
Oh,
yes.
When he went back and he woke up with Susan Bluth.
Yes.
And said,
yes.
I had the weirdest dream.
That was funny.
That was great. And then the last thing I wanted to mention, you're a big fan of CBS Sunday Morning.
Yes.
Charles Osgood has his last show after taking over for Charles Kuralt in 1994.
Well, that's too bad. He was really good.
He was.
But I think that's a show that will be good with any host that's halfway decent because it's the material.
Jane Pauley takes over.
I don't want to hear that because I can't stand her.
I'm sorry. I just ruined the show for you.
You know what? I'm sorry to hear that because that's the one. Now, I don't know if I keep watching it or not. I don't like Jane Pauley. I don't like her.
So Jane Pauley takes over, but we'll be seeing you on the radio, I guess we'll have to say, to Charles Osgood on his last week.
I am going to break some news.
Yes.
And nobody knows this. Jane Pauley is undergoing sexual, that transgender thing.
Really?
And she's going to be a comedian. Jane Pauley Shore will be her name. She'll be a bad comedian.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay. Did she write that joke?
Yes, that's how bad. That is how bad she is. She wrote that.
Charles Osgood's bow tie is headed to the Smithsonian Museum.
Well, it should be.
I think it should be as well.
Class act.
He wears one every time he leaves the house. Has a bow tie on every time he leaves the house. But I'm Colin Jeffrey. That's entertainment.
Yes, you are. Oh, Pally, he did it again. That was Colin Jeffrey, brought to you by Window World. Number one selling replacement window in the United States. The original $189 window. WindowWorldSt.Louis.com. Colin will be back Friday with the great Paul Harvey.
And he'll do Harris.
What is it?
Yeah, Harris.
And now, I'd like to discuss home ownership. Gather around, children, adults. Home ownership is something I think most everybody strives for. When you're in your early 20s, now, Peon has not owned a home yet.
No.
You will, eventually, don't you think?
Maybe.
Well, if you get out of this business and get a real job, maybe you'll get a home. But it is, for most people, a goal. And then once you get it, it's a good feeling. But then there's that shock that comes with, what? Real estate taxes and all the stuff that goes with it. But it's still a wonderful thing. And here's one of the most wonderful things about it is that when you're a homeowner, even if the home is not paid off, you're still a homeowner, you have equity. which means you can call American Equity Mortgage and say, hey, I finally realized that paying these minimum payments on credit cards is stupid. Show me how to get out of this and how to do something smarter. Pay it off more quickly and take less money out of my pocket because I won't be giving it somebody all that ridiculous interest. And they will. They do it for, they've done it for thousands of people. And the other thing you could do is say, hey, American Equity Mortgage, I'm a homeowner and something has come up and I need some money and I don't have the money for it. Can you help me? And they'll say, sure. It's called a home equity loan. That equity is your collateral. Hospital bill comes along, not covered by insurance, unexpected expense, tuition, wedding. It's the beauty of home ownership. And, of course, there'll also be that company that will carry that mortgage for you when you decide to buy a house. They've been doing this for almost 25 years. They've been with us for almost 25 years. So that alone, if you're AM and the PM, is reason to talk to them. American Equity Mortgage, don't confuse them with any other mortgage company. The website, AmericanEquity.com. The number, 314-878-9999.
All right, let's get a quick check on traffic now with Tim Weiland.
Just flew over an accident on eastbound 40 just before 141 that's blocking the right lane, and you're jammed back to Clarkson. It looks like southbound 270 is bumper to bumper from Dorset down through Doherty Ferry, and westbound 364. That's pretty heavy from Creve Coeur Lake, the bridge there, past Maryland Heights Expressway up to the Veterans Bridge before it opens up at 94. And this report brought to you by Subway. Now it's Subway Tuesdays, Oven Roasted Chicken Day. That's today's 356-inch sub of the day. It's a great sub for a great price. There's a different 356-inch sub every day, only at Subway. I'm Tim Weiland from the Vincent Mortgage Airborne Traffic.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage, 314-839-9999, NMLS number 225095.
This is Larry Connors, and I think I drove by your house the other day. It looks great, but I noticed you might have some shingles missing and maybe some other roof damage. Take a moment to call my friend John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Take care of it before everyone else starts calling, before the thunderstorms start pounding us. That way, next time I drive by, I won't have to worry. I'll know your home is protected. John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF, 1-800.